From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Anadila Parent Alvarez reports in the Berkshire Eagle that the Tri-Town Connector public transit service has been running between Great Barrington, Stockbridge, and Egremont since May 1st. And Freiberg of Egremont said, and I quote, "It's wonderful. I use it a lot. I don't have a car at the moment. I hope they expand to Lenox and Sheffield, which I frequently go to," end quote. The service runs from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekends, charging residents $2 a travel within a town and $3.50 to travel between them, with anyone over 60 getting reduced fares. Tate Coleman, the program director at the Tri-Town Connector, said, and I quote, "The goal of this service isn't really to maximize efficiency, rides per hour, relative to other fixed route alternatives, but to provide a greater quality of service to our residents, especially seniors and individuals with disabilities," end quote. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Maria M. Silva reports in the Times Union that it is difficult enough for most people to find an apartment locally, but it is much harder if one has a pet. About 30% of renters in Ulster County are paying almost half of their income in rent. In New Platts, 70% of households are rentals, and the average rent increased by 11% from 2019 to 2020 during the pandemic. Gina Edinger Carbonari, executive director of the Ulster County SPCA, said she has seen people making housing decisions based on pets. She said, and I quote, "Folks who are struggling and have pets, they're having to make decisions sometimes of, do I feed my pet or do I feed myself? Am I going to live out of my car with my pet or am I going to go into a shelter? Because the shelter is not going to take my pet." So it really puts them in a really difficult position because we're telling them you have to give up your family member, end quote. And if one cannot find a home but has a pet, they are out of luck too. Kristen Kim, founder of My Dog Is My Home, a national nonprofit that works to increase access to shelter and housing for people experiencing homelessness and their pets, said currently no homeless shelters in the Hudson Valley accept people and pets together. So finding a place for people and pets to live together is difficult and costly. Emma, who asked that her last name not be used, said, and I quote, "It's pretty defeating. There just needs to be a lot more compassion and understanding and a lot less of this capitalist mindset of like, oh, there's demand, like hike the prices up $500 more because nobody that lives around here works around here anymore," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Assemblymember Karine Zrias and State Senator Michael Giannaris, both Democrats, are proposing allowing all New Yorkers to vote by mail. In 2021, voters rejected a constitutional amendment to allow no-excuse absentee balloting. Giannaris is persisting, saying, and I quote, "Voting is a fundamental right, and the easier we make it to vote, the healthier our democracy will be. I am proud the state Senate continues to build on its important work of expanding access to the ballot box for all New Yorkers," end quote. In the recent past, Republicans and Conservative Party leaders in New York have objected to effort to expand voting options. Conservative Party Chair Gerard Kaeser questioned how many votes election officials could handle, saying, and I quote, "That should be of great concern to the electoral franchise, so we do not believe that the boards of election have shown themselves to be able to handle this type of voting at mass volume," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.